We want to remind everyone to join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Jesse, the family of a spiritual guru in India says the guru has died, but they had to go to court because his followers say he is just what?
Sleeping?
Not quite. He is a guru.
Levitating.
No. If you lean close, you can almost hear his mantra.
Meditating.
Yes.
Okay.
According to his family, the guru, whose net worth is $170 million, passed away in January and is being held illegally by his followers, who only control his assets while he's alive, see? However, his followers have reassured the family that sure, the guru's alive. He just went to live in a big, beautiful ashram where he does nothing but meditate and chase rabbits all day. So this much, though, is true. The guru is now residing in a walk-in freezer on his property. Family says, look, he's in a freezer. He's dead. The estate belongs to us now. His followers say, no, he's not dead. This is true. This is what they say. He spent years in the Himalayas learning to meditate really deeply at low temperatures. That is what they told the court. And the fact that his arm just fell off and he didn't even wince... Power of mind, people.
He's not decomposing. He's getting back to nature.
Yes.
God, it's like Weekend at Rajiv's.
I don't believe that he's meditating, because I feel like if he was meditating, he would just keep talking to people about it. Because that's what happens in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. If anyone meditates, you'll hear about it a ton.
Yeah.
You got to try it.
You'll hear about
you
it. You'll hear about it that night at the bar.
Oh,
two more shots. I've been meditating.
I've been
a lot.
Meditating a lot.
Please don't bury me down in the cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane, and the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound.